Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Hello and welcome to our latest podcast. I'm Jules and this is Mark from the multi-award winning Future Toolbox.
Hello.
Hello. Now, this is the season to be jolly, isn't it? It's December and Christmas is less than a fortnight away.
Yes, it's getting very exciting. It's getting very festive. It's getting very cold.
It's definitely very cold. What letter from the Z to A of life skills are we looking at this week?
So this week we have K is for kindness. And what's the definition of kindness?
Kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Acts of kindness are very powerful and they make the world a happier place. It helps to boost feelings of confidence, being in control, happiness, and gives you optimism.
Yeah, so it's obviously the festive season as well. And you may hear the phrase that says it's better to give than receive a gift. People say that quite a lot, don't they?
They do, yeah.
But that isn't just an expression. It's actually backed up by some research. So we looked into this and it said those who are kind and compassionate experience clear benefits to their well-being and happiness. They may even live longer, which sounds great. But kindness also reduces stress and improves our emotional and mental well-being as well.
Yeah, that's true. It does improve your emotional well-being. I remember last week you coming back from the train station and you'd helped a few people because they were struggling trying to get their tickets. And you had the biggest beaming smile on your face and you felt so good about yourself, didn't you?
That's right. It was amazing, actually. The whole morning was brilliant because we'd just done a radio interview where one of my friends from the running club had been nominated as Volunteer of the Year and he won the award.
Wow.
So it was lovely seeing his reaction and see what it meant to him. And I thought, on the way home, I'll pop in the train station, pick up our tickets from the machine and parked up, got 20 minutes free parking.
Oh, bonus.
You know I don't like paying for parking. And when I went to pick up my ticket, I was looking for my reference number and the lady was standing next to me. She went, "Do you know how to work this machine?" So I helped her and I put the reference number in because she couldn't see. She hadn't got her glasses with her.
Oh.
And she said, "Do you know what?
All the time.
I would really have struggled to get my ticket and I might have missed my train." So she went off full of appreciation. And then this chap went, "I've just heard you helping that lady out over there. Could you help me pay for my parking?"
Well, obviously, he wanted you to pay for it.
Yeah, he was staying there all day and he needed to pay for it. But yeah, he was only asking me if I'd help him pay with his card. And he couldn't work out how to do the contactless, how to put his number in. So I helped him as well. And then he went away, thank you so much. Honestly, you're a really kind person. And obviously, I didn't do any of that for my own benefit. I just did it because somebody else was me.
You are a kind person.
You are genuinely a kind person. Then I had to hurry and get my ticket really quick so my 20 minutes didn't run out. Because it did take us a while. Thankfully, everything was fine.
Well, yeah, that's so lovely, isn't it? But did you know that kindness also can ease anxiety? Now, we've discussed different ways to reduce anxiety before, such as meditation and exercise. But it turns out that being nice to others can be one of the easiest, most inexpensive ways to keep anxiety at bay. So perhaps think about the next time that you're feeling a little bit anxious, look for an opportunity to help somebody, either from smiling or calling a friend, lending your time to somebody. A small gesture can make such a big difference, like yours helping those two guys at the train station.
Actually, yes, that's just reminded me of some characters from a story that my nan Kay used to read to me, and it was The Water Babies by Charles Kingsley. And she used to read this fairy tale story to me quite a lot. But I remember there was two characters in it. There was a lady called Mrs. Do As You Would Be Done By, and there was Mrs. Be Done By As You Did.
Be done by, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Mrs. Do As You Would Be Done By, she was the lady who would get you to think about treating others how you'd like to be treated yourself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then Mrs. Be Done By As You Did was the result of how you treated other people. Your actions were the consequences of what you receive. So obviously, if you weren't a very nice person, you would then get not very nice results.
Cause and reaction. I used to explain that a lot to my children as they're growing up, that for every action that they do, there's going to be a reaction, isn't there?
Absolutely.
So a cause and reaction is a fantastic story. I'm going to look that up and read that in a minute.
We need to read that. That would take me back down memory lane.
What were they called? Mrs.?
So Mrs. Do As You Would Be Done By. She's the one that looks at how you treat other people and how you'd like to be treated yourself.
So it's that treat others as you would want to be treated, that acts of kindness. And so being nice to people, it's like paying it forward. Is that what you mean?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So if you spend a lot of your time being kind and nice to people, then you're going to receive that back. But you're not doing it so that you'll receive it. It's just that you're just a naturally nice, kind person and it comes back to you.
Yeah, so if I get stuck at the train station, I can't get my ticket and somebody helps me out, I'd feel really, really great.
I don't think it means that it comes back to you in exactly the same format.
No, not at all. I guess one way of looking at it, and we do this quite a lot in our workshops in schools when we talk about branding and we talk about social media and what you put onto social media. And one thing I remember learning from a personal development audio, I think it was something from Darren Hardy's Live Your Best Life, was saying that how leaders like politicians, presidents, top business leaders and gurus and that, if they had a real beef with somebody, they'd write them a letter and they'd really, really tell them what they thought of them. But then what they do is they tear the letter up and put it in the bin.
Actually, that's not a bad exercise because I think sometimes what happens, you do have these negative thoughts or these negative feelings, and it could be about a certain person. But the actual act of going up to that person and telling them can be quite detrimental to them and to yourself because it's that negative behaviour. But because you've got those thoughts in your mind and those emotions going through you, by writing it down helps release it without causing any damage to that person.
Yeah. So going back to the social media thing, if you were going to go and post something on social media, the first thing you could do is you could write it out and then look at it and read it back to yourself and think, would I want somebody to say that about me?
Yeah, or somebody to read that about me.
And if you're going to be comfortable with that, then that's where you hit post. But if you're not comfortable with it, then don't put it on there. So I guess that's a negative statement. Being honest, I never put anything too negative on social media. I don't like to moan on there or slate things or call people.
You are known as Mr. Positive.
I am indeed. So that's Mrs. Do As You Would Be Done By. But then Mrs. Be Done By As You Did. If I was the person that was going on there and really slating somebody on, say, Google reviews or social media, then somebody could come back and bite me with that.
Yeah, yeah. That will come back in that way. So if you're going to do that negative actions, it will come back to you at some point with, a negative action to yourself.
Yeah, and I've just thought of a really good example of that. And again, we were talking about this in branding last week when we worked with a school up in Lincoln. There was a lady who was looking for a job.
Oh, yeah. I remember this story.
You remember the story now? She was looking for a job. And every time she went for an interview and she was unsuccessful, she went online and put one star a Google review about the company, saying how bad the company were, how bad their products were, how bad their services were. Obviously, she'd never used the company, but she just had a bit of a problem with the fact that she hadn't got the interview. And she then became known as the one star review lady. I don't know if they actually called her that. But we heard the story through a friend who was interviewing this lady, looked at her CV, realised that her email address looked familiar, put two and two together, realised that she was the lady that was giving the bad reviews to people. He challenged her and said, you're the person that puts the bad reviews on there. I don't think I want you working for my company. Ended the interview and said, you know what? I think I've saved myself a lot of time and money and effort. I'll take the one star bad review that you're probably going to put on me later.
So it does come back, doesn't it?
It can come back and bite you. Yes. You've got to be very, very careful, haven't you?
I don't think it's going to come back in the same day, but eventually it will, won't it? Things do have that way of coming back. So if being kind is good, isn't it?
Yeah. So remember, Mrs. Do As You Would Be Done By, paying it forward. Mrs. Be Done By As You Did is going to be a result of your actions. And if you're putting positive actions out there, then you're going to get positive results.
Absolutely. That's just an amazing story. That's wonderful. But if we go back to what we're talking about, K is for kindness, and the fact that it's the Christmas period just about to come up and the giving and receiving of gifts. Kindness isn't always about giving gifts or anything. It can be just acts of kindness. So, for example, at the moment, it's pretty cold. An act of kindness could be thinking of maybe some of your neighbours that you think, I haven't seen them for a day or so, particularly if they're elderly. Just going and knocking on the door and making sure that they're okay. Is there anything that they can do? Because they may be fearful of going outside because it's icy.
Yeah, and that's also reminded me of a friend I saw the other day, and he seemed a little bit distant. So when we went away, I thought to myself, yeah, he seems distant. So I just sent him a message and saying, you okay, mate? You seem distant. And he came back and said, yeah, I'm absolutely fine. So it was sometimes it's just reaching out to somebody and asking if they're okay.
Yeah.
In that case, that person was absolutely fine. I probably just misread it, or they might have just had something on their mind. But the act of kindness was just reaching out. And I know that friend would do that for me as well.
Yeah, that's a really good act of kindness, or any friend that you possibly haven't spoken to for a little while, just give them a call or drop them a text just to let them know that you're thinking of them. Because as we know, this day and age, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what's going on in people's minds and how they're feeling. So maybe a random quick phone call saying, oh, I haven't spoken to you for ages, everything all right, are you okay?
Here's another quote: kindness is free to give but priceless to receive. Now, I love that quote, and we've talked a lot about us giving random acts of kindness, but when we receive it, it is very special, isn't it?
It is really, really special. And as that quote quite rightly says, it is priceless sometimes to receive kindness. Do you know, for example, when I was going through my treatment for the breast cancer, it was quite a lonely time because I had to stay away from people, so I didn't catch any bugs or anything going around. But there was one of our friends from your running club. She made an extra special effort every other week to call on me and bring me little gifts and just to make sure that I was okay. And that really touched my heart, really did.
It was so wonderful, wasn't it? And I think it's time to mention something really special that's happened this week to us as well. So I mentioned earlier, I'm going to talk about the giving first of all, and then I'm going to come back to the receiving.
Okay.
I mentioned earlier my good friend at the running club, and I'm going to name him Roger, our chairman of Northampton Road Runners. Back in the summer, I nominated him for Volunteer of the Year because I just think he's an incredible guy, and he's really worked hard on building a team of volunteers to run our running club and give our members exactly what we want. And when I saw Roger after he received the award, it just meant the world to him. And he's a very modest person. He's one of the most modest people I know and the kindest people I know. And I'm going to make sure Roger's listening to this. That was really, really lovely to actually give that.
That was really lovely. And like you say, he's one of those people, he doesn't give to receive. He doesn't do it so that he can get praise or anything, because he was really quite embarrassed about getting all the praise, wasn't he?
He was.
He did not like being in the limelight, but so richly deserved it, didn't he?
Yeah, indeed. And then the following end of the week, I'm still sort of sitting here now feeling like Roger did, because I won the Alex Richardson Achiever of the Year National Award from Headway. And that was obviously awarded to me, but it's for both of us, isn't it?
It is.
And this is off the back of living with brain injury for 10 years, you living with brain injury for 10 years, which is mine, obviously. And we were recognised at this really, really posh hotel in London, the Landmark Hotel in Marylebone.
If you ever get a chance to go to it,
just go and have a look.
Just to go inside and see it. You don't have to buy a coffee or eat or do anything there, but it is incredible.
Walking in the door, massive, massive bit of imposter syndrome to start with. Oh my goodness, we are here at this amazing place. And there was people having afternoon tea, and it was just wonderful. And then when I was given this award, I cried, you cried.
Yes.
We were incredibly
humbling,
humbled, grateful and everything. So that came from a random act of kindness, because I was nominated for that.
You were nominated by the wonderful Sally Wood, which I think some of you have, if you've been listening to our podcast, she's been on here. And she did this, didn't she, off her own back, decided,
absolutely,
I'm going to do this, because you deserve the recognition for everything that you've achieved since the brain injury. And it was a wonderful day.
And then people were coming over to us and saying, you two are amazing. Wow, what you've achieved is incredible. And people were saying to me, you have a wonderful wife who supported you with this.
He has got a wonderful wife.
Wonderful wife. Having that friendship, having that circle of people. I've talked about the running club, Northampton Road Runners. I've talked about the Headway Award. But to give and to receive, they are on massive, massive scales. Mm. I'm not suggesting that you go out and nominate people for awards or anything, because that is quite a big deal. But if we go back to that simple thing, if I was to receive a text from a friend just saying, are you okay, mate? You seemed a bit quiet today.
Yeah.
If somebody says to me, you're in a really noisy place. Do you want to go move over there and sit in a quieter corner to help my concentration or fatigue and that? That means the world to me. So actually receiving those things, receiving those little acts of kindness, I know how that feels. You know how it feels.
Yeah, you do. And you almost get that imposter syndrome when somebody's gone out of their way to be really, really kind and you receiving it. You sometimes think, do you know, am I worthy of this?
Mrs. Do As You Would Be Done By and Mrs. Be Done By As You Did.
I love those names.
I love that story and I'm going to read it again. We've given a lot of kindness. We've received a lot of kindness. But how about self-kindness?
Yes, self-kindness or self-compassion, whichever way you want to look at it, is really, really important. And practicing it, things like forgiveness. If you've done something and you feel really bad about it, or you've made a real big mistake, don't punish yourself. Practice forgiveness. That's a really good way of practicing self-care.
Yeah, I like that one. Apologising to yourself sometimes and just moving on and learning from that mistake. Another one as well, this time of year, we tend to overindulge a little bit.
Just a little bit sometimes.
But what about eating healthily and drinking some water or plenty of water? It's okay to eat the chocolate, eat the cake now and again and eat a little bit more than you normally do. But by putting good stuff into your body is going to help you feel a lot better.
It does, it does. And I think another way of what I would call practicing self-kindness is expressing gratitude and understanding. Yes. And every day, maybe the last thing that you do before you go to sleep is write down something that you've been grateful for that day.
So you could do like a journal.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your bullet journal. Can you buy a bullet journal anywhere?
Yeah, you can learn how to bujo, as I call it.
And where do you go to get one of those?
You can go to our website.
Yeah, so you can go to futuretoolbox.co.uk and go to the shop. So that was a little bit of self-promotion, not self-care, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that wasn't practiced either, that just came out.
No, we don't practice any of these. They're all recorded live and then edited afterwards. So another one is being mindful of your surroundings. When I went to do the park run yesterday, it was really, really cold, but it was really sunny, really clear, beautiful blue sky, no wind, absolutely amazing running conditions. And I ran around with a friend I never actually ran with before, been friends for years, but we've always ran separately. Ran around, had a really, really good chat, really enjoyed it. And I was just so mindful of the surroundings and the beauty and the conversation as well.
Yeah, practicing mindfulness is a wonderful way of self-kindness and looking after your mind and body. So our message to you now is, it is the season to be jolly and we're all pretty jolly here at the Future Toolbox.
Always.
Always, always. We've just been talking about kindness, so just think about how you can bring a little bit extra kindness into your week. Are you going to knock on your neighbour's door if you haven't seen them to make sure that they're okay? Are you going to get in touch with a friend that you haven't heard from a little while? Actually, it might even be a member of your own family that you haven't spoken to. And just check in with people and just make sure everybody's fine.
I'm going to express a final gratitude of this podcast.
Yeah.
And say we are so grateful to our listeners for tuning in once again.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. Have a wonderful week in the festive build-up. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
And remember to be kind to yourselves as well as to others.
Absolutely. So if you want to find out more, go to our website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And of course, go to our YouTube channel, which is at Future Toolbox 2. And we look forward to seeing you all next week.
Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.